Welcome home, dear. Why, yes, I do look rather fetching today, don't I? This little black dress really hits all my curves in the right places, don't you think? Why am I wearing my little black dress? Come now, think. Think harder. Well, here, let me refresh your memory. Early this morning, your alarm goes off. I feel a hand trace along my side and a pleasant hardness against my back. You cup my breasts, and instantly I'm awake. And I want you. But you looked over at the clock, saw that you were running late, and you left me. And I've been quite aroused all day long. Somewhat unfortunate for you. 'Cause you know I hold a grudge. So tell me, dear, will you be a good boy? And let me get my payback. No, you don't get to skip to the good parts. Remember, I've been thinking about you all day long, imagining what you would feel like inside me, but more about what I could do to you. You see, I'm thinking that if I had to wait all day long to be excited all day long, then the least you could do is be excited for me and wait at least part of the night. Depending on how good you are will depend on how long I take. So I'll ask you again. Do you want to be a good boy for me, dear? I figured your answer would be yes. You are quite predictable. Well then, strip for me, down to your underwear. Go on, I'll wait. Slowly, dear, let me admire you. There you go. And a little twirl for me. Yes. Ooh. And look at that. I see a bulge starting already. Very good. Now march that little keister of yours to the bedroom. No, I said march. Start over by the front door. Why, yes, the window is slightly open. You better do it right, or you might spend too much time standing around. Wouldn't want little Miss Daisy next door to see you in your underwear, huh? So march. There you go. Hup, two, three, four. Hup, two, three, four. That's better. Good. Now go ahead and lay down on the bed. Stretch those arms to the headboard. All the way to the headboard. Oh, you know what's coming. And the funny thing is I know it excites you. One hand, two hand, good. Now, spread those legs wider. I want you very exposed, dear. Good. And I'll even be nice, and I'll use the soft soft rope to tie your legs down. There, don't you look nice? All tied up. Now, I want you to just think for a moment. Think about that instant you left for work. I was already aroused. And you probably didn't want to go. I mean, you did have some morning wood going on, but you still laughed. And how does that make me feel? Well, I got out of bed, saw my pert nipples embracing the cold morning air, walked into the bathroom and touched myself. I squeezed my breasts, turned around, and gave my pert little ass a nice slap. Yes. It's too bad it wasn't your hand slapping my ass, huh? Now at this point, I easily could have done a quickie in the shower, just pleasuring myself. But that's what I have you for, my dear. What good is a boyfriend if I can't use him, right? So I hope you're going to remember this lesson. Don't get me excited unless you plan on following through rather quickly. 9 whole hours I had to wait for you to come home. I'm ravenous, you know. But soon, you're gonna be far worse off. Let's get started. I see my description of the morning has had an impact on you. That's good. Now I'm going to pull up my black dress, revealing the dark red panties. And as I pull it up over my head, you can see that I have a lovely red bra to match. A special half-cup kind, so you can see how perky my nipples still are. Give them a little lick for me, dear. That's right. Show me some appreciation. I did not say that you could suck yet. Lick. No. Gently roll your tongue over my nipple. That's right. Now the other side. Good. Now go ahead and give it a little suckle. Yes, I do like that. Okay, enough. Let's see how hard you are. Yes. Twitching at my touch. Perfect. Now then, my nipples were plenty hard already, as you know. I think it's time we do the same for yours. Yes, it's ice. I'm going to take a cube and rub it all over your chest. First nipple. Look at you squirm. Yes, you're quite stuck, aren't you? You just have to deal with it. Oh, and your body is so warm. The ice just melts away, doesn't it, dear? Here, let me lick some of that extra water off of you. How does that feel, darling? Good. Now, I know those boxers of yours don't hold you all that well, but do take care to not come before I say. Oh, if you come early, I might have to leave you here all night. Am I clear? Good. Now, just to cool your jets down a little bit, why don't I dump some ice on your crotch? Let it melt there. I mean, I've been wet all day. You might as well be wet too, right? Now then, I'm gonna position myself above you. Try to use your mouth to remove my panties. No, don't use your teeth, dear. Tongue and lips. You can do it. It's not that hard. Press it into your mouth. Yes. And nuzzle it down as far as one side will go. Yes. And then move your head. Go for the other side. The goal is to shimmy it down, dear. Hey, no teeth. Oh, look at that grin. Somebody's enjoying himself too much. It seems you like to be slapped around a little bit too much. So what would be a better punishment for using your teeth? I could just walk away, watch some TV for a little while, let you lay there as the ice makes a puddle beneath you. Oh, yes, not a pleasant thought, is it? Maybe I'll pop in a movie instead. You know, better yet, maybe I'll go ahead and just watch, Star Wars trilogy without you. Well, of course, the original one. Why does that even matter? Why is that crossing your mind right now? Honestly, you're not focusing. Focus. Do you want me to leave you here? Do you want to stay tied up to the bed until you have to go to work tomorrow morning? And the point was for me to use you. To make you feel as antsy as I've been all day. But honestly, if you're not going to take this serious, I don't actually need you. Am I making myself clear? Good. Now say you're sorry. And what are you sorry for? The teeth, yes. What else? Oh, good. You're sorry for leaving me hanging. Good boy. Maybe he can't be taught. Now I see you're starting to shiver a little bit. But that ice on your cock doesn't feel too good, huh? I'd imagine not. So I'll be generous, and I'll pull that wet underwear off of you. Make sure there's no more ice left. Cold and all, you still spring into action. Good. Now remember, don't come unless I say, 'cause I'm gonna go ahead and warm you back up a little bit now. What do you say, dear? Louder. Come on. Beg me to warm you up. Beg me to lick all that wetness, turning it into hot saliva. Yes. That's right. That's what you want. You do taste good, dear. You know, it's a shame I'm not quite satisfied yet. Otherwise, I'd reward you by sucking you off right here. But you haven't earned a reward yet. No. So, I guess I'll just have to let you eat first, huh, dear? No, you don't get your hands. This isn't going to be easy. You're gonna have to take your time. I'm gonna position myself over your head. No, I'm not gonna move any closer than that. Strain yourself. Lift as high as you can in those bonds. Yes, barely reaching it. Try harder, dear. That's right. Swirl around my clit. Now down. Taste my sweetness. Be careful, dear. As much as I love it when you nibble on that, I didn't give you permission to nibble yet, did I? That's right. Stop. Stop right there. You really are trying to speed things along, aren't you? And I'm so primed. I'm gonna slow it back down then. Now tell me, what do you love about me? Compliment my large breasts, my curly red hair. Good. Just lavish me with praise. Come on. I'm listening. Now, what do you want to do? Oh, you want to ravish me, huh? It's a very tempting offer. But I don't think you've suffered enough. So, let's go back to giving you a little lick now, huh? Give your balls some attention, too. You're so hard, babe. Ooh. And there's a little bit of pre-cum. I'll lick it up, but make sure that you don't have the main event. Good. All right. Now, I'm going to move myself over to one of your hands. Rub my ass. Tickle my inner thigh. Nice. No, you don't get to touch that yet. I didn't say that you could. Oh, you're just dying to get me past the point of no return. 'Cause you'll figure I'll be much more forgiving, huh? Well, you are right. But don't forget who's in charge. Now then, I want you to repeat out loud. I will not leave my girlfriend hanging. good. I will not toy with her arousal. Say it louder. I will not toy with her arousal. Good. Now, since you love the slap so much, won't I give you what you want? A little love tap on each cheek. Wasn't nearly hard enough for you, was it? Why don't I slap your chest instead? Oof. Ooh, look at the way you jump. I guess that does hurt, huh? Aww. And yet you're still hard. There's something wrong with you. It's wrong, but I love it. All right. I don't think I can hold myself back too much longer. So, I'm going to position myself above you again and do whatever you like. I'm going to count down from 10. You think you can get me off that fast? Now, don't think it'll be easy. I've been resisting the urge all day long, after all. Ready? 7, 6, keep going. 5, 4, try harder. 3. But not quite. Guess you'll have to wait a little longer, too.